Hi, Director Doug here. Have you enjoyed all the mini adventures this week? I sure hope you have. And for all of you at Oshkosh, I hope you're having a great time and have had a chance to visit our Discovery Mountain booth. If you haven't, be sure to stop by and say hello. We would love to meet you. Now, have you found Ben yet? Remember, if you're able to find Chase Rodriguez, the guy who plays Ben on Discovery Mountain, he will tell you how you can get your collector's Discovery Mountain pin at our booth. Keep looking. He's wearing an orange bandana. He's over 6 feet tall and has dark hair. Well, you may not be able to see his hair under the bandana. Anyway, good luck. Now, here's Miss Jean to introduce today's mini adventure.
Hi, I'm Miss Jean. I'm glad that you're back for day 4 of our Camperee special devotional series, Chosen. Jake's plan to find his chaplain voice isn't going very well. He not only didn't impress the neighbor in the campsite, but he may have offended her. Jake's exercising his vocal cords to find the answer, but is he exercising his faith? Let's find out in today's devotional called, Where's Jake?
Already? Oh, these mornings are getting earlier and earlier. How is that even possible? I guess time for my shower, and then time for my plan. It's Operation
Talk Like Everyone Else. Chaplain Boring Jake it is.
Mr. Simon, you're right on time.
Good morning, Madison. I promised I'd be here, didn't I?
Yes, and thank you. All right, I really want to wow everyone with my breakfast.
What's my job?
Your job is to peel the potatoes.
Really? Peel the potatoes?
Yes, and then dice them, and I'll cook them.
Do you need some help?
No, sir. I think we're all right.
Sir?
Madison, how many of these potatoes should I peel?
Peel them all, Mr. Simon. I'll get started on the onion.
I can peel potatoes.
Oh, all right. There should be another vegetable peeler right over there. Madison, where do you want me to put the potatoes once they're peeled?
In that bowl of water is fine, Mr. Simon.
Peeling potatoes is sort of fun. It's one of my favorite jobs.
Really? You sound like my friend.
Mr. Simon, should I use vegetable oil, margarine, or butter to fry the potatoes?
Oh, any will work, Madison. It's your decision.
Okay, maybe a bit of each?
She's such a good kid. What do you use to fry potatoes?
Oh, organic, non-hydrogenated, soy-free margarine, of course.
Of course. Well, you'd like my friend.
You know, if you start to dice the peeled potatoes, Mr. Simon, I'll finish peeling.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
The onion is in the pan. Can you smell it cooking?
It smells wonderful.
Delicious.
Here are the potatoes, Madison.
Thank you, sous chef.
I'll set out the plates and utensils.
I'll take the water basin over to the faucet and refill it with water.
Thank you. You're both so helpful. These potatoes smell delicious. All they need is a little ketchup.
Mmm, it smells like breakfast is almost ready. Madison, I'm impressed.
Thanks.
It smells delicious. I've been watching you while I plan my worship for this morning.
We're almost ready for worship.
Okay, I'll wake everyone else up. Where's Jake? He can wake up the boys.
Jake? Well, he's sleeping, I'm sure.
Still sleeping? Good one, Granddad.
Why is that funny?
You tell him, Madison.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen him all morning.
You're kidding, right?
Nope.
He helped you make breakfast. He peeled the potatoes for you.
No, that was just a nice camper.
Couldn't be.
No, wait. That guy said a lot of Jake-like things. But he was far too boring.
Granddad, he's trying to find his chaplain voice.
Oh, here he comes now. Jake, thanks for your help. I knew that was you helping me all along.
Me too.
Wait a minute. wait a minute. You guys didn't even notice it was me, did you?
I'm sorry, Jake. I didn't even look up at you. I was focused on the potatoes.
Sorry, Jake.
You didn't even notice I was there.
Jake, it wasn't quite like that.
It's okay. I think I'll go for a walk.
Jake, come on. Stay for worship, please.
Oh, okay. But only because I memorized my verse.
You did? Oh, good. You can start.
Okay. But maybe tomorrow I'll take that walk and no one will even miss me.
Jake tried another voice, and again, it didn't work. Mr. Simon and Madison didn't even realize that it was Jake helping them to make breakfast. Jake has our worship verse memorized. How about you? Let's read it together. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. You know, Jake isn't having the best time at Camporee, and all because a stranger made a comment that he's different. Maybe tomorrow will go better. I pray so. I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to the special Discovery Mountain Camporee 2019 devotional series, Chosen. Join us again tomorrow to hear the next devotional and more of the story. For full episodes and weekly content that exercises your faith, visit us at discoverymountain.com and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.